Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Presidential immunity. What's going on with this? There's got arguments going on for the former President Trump at the Supreme Court. And with us, get a little more on information on this, Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning to you.
So I guess the question that sticks out of my mind is this question we've heard before and before. Is any man above the law? And That's kind of what we're determining here, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the justices seem to be very skeptical of this kind of idea that a president has absolute immunity, right? That there is, you know, a president is free to do whatever he or she would like to do without any sort of consequence. That being said, there does seem to be some concern about not having any immunity at all and kind of what actions should be kind of immune from prosecution that presidents have to make and what actions ought not to be. And the justices did spend an awful lot of time trying to distinguish between what they described as official acts and private acts and whether or not those are treated differently. Notably, the justices also seem to feel the weightiness of this decision, maybe going beyond the scope of just the Donald Trump indictment in front of them and thinking about this in terms of the overall presidency. Justice Neil Gorsuch saying that they are being asked to write a rule for the ages. You had Justice Kavanaugh say that he was less concerned about this case and more concerned about what they will do for the presidency moving forward. What about the next guy, the guy after that, the guy after that, right? And so that tends to be the potential, at least, for a much broader, much more landmark type opinion that could set, you know, brand new ground as it relates to our understanding of the power of the presidency and criminal immunity. It'll be fascinating to see kind of how narrow or how big they go, because in arguments, they try to probe going both directions, right? They kind of ask, you know, could we kind of rule on some of these and not others as far as the counts against Trump, or do we need to kind of set, as I said, a much more clear standard, a much more clear precedent? They spent a lot of time thinking about those conflicting issues.
Well, it looks to me like this is not going to be one of those routine 5-4 rulings.
I think it's going to depend largely on how big or small they go, right? Think about the case against Trump as it related to Colorado, right, and whether or not he had ballot access. The justices did not all agree on kind of the scope, how big they needed to go, but they all agreed 9-0 that Colorado's court could not prohibit Trump from being on the ballot. And so the overall opinion was pretty narrow in that it ordered him on the ballot. And then you kind of saw justices write concurrences about what they would have done in their own opinions. Maybe we get something like that, right? Maybe there are some elements here that there is some broad consensus. And then you see the justices kind of write their own kind of future moving forward. But it will be interesting to see, again, I think, how big this decision goes, how broad this decision ends up being, again, because the questions really dove into kind of the challenges of prosecuting presidents, the challenges of presidents being under legal pressure, the challenges of a president not being under legal pressure, the whole idea that the founders were trying to create a system in which nobody was above the law, right? They had just, you know, defeated the king, and they didn't want a king in the United States, right? And so would immunity set something up that the founders were trying to prevent? You know, these are not addressed specifically in the Constitution, which again is why the Supreme Court has this case in front of them and is looking at something that has never really been in front of them for the history of the Republic.
You're looking at putting a lot of power in that one executive office, and like I say, yeah, there may be a new person in a different party next time, right?
That's right. That's right. I mean, that's why they seem to be loath to look at this in just the lens of this case. They are trying to look at this through the lens of presidential power for eternity, right?
Yeah. All right. Hey, Jared, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it this morning. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. That immunity case, in just my opinion, that is very, very important. What's it going to come down to? Hey, what's happening in Wichita this weekend? Let's check it out with Jamel Haloperic and visitwichita.com.
Good morning, guys. Hope you're having a great day so far. It's Friday. Woohoo, we made it to Friday. Don't you love it? Just gives you a little pep in your step. But hey, we have a lot going on in Wichita, as always, so let's get right to it. We have Candid, starring Kelsey Grammer. This is over at Century 2 tomorrow night, Saturday, starting at 7:30. And it is, you know, the Kelsey Grammer from Cheers and Frasier. He is going to be starring in this, and it's going to have jazz, waltz, sizzling tango, some of the best-known opera singers. It's going to be fantastic. So you can see Candid, starring Kelsey Grammer at Century 2, tomorrow night. Then we have the Women's Fair all weekend long. You got to get over there, ladies. There are a lot of great things. It's going to be the latest trends in fashion, beauty, spa, home decor, you name it. There'll be cooking shows, stage events. It's going all weekend long at Century 2. And I love going there and just seeing all the other ladies. I go with my mom and my daughter a lot of times. And just seeing the latest clothing, the fashions, the jewelry. You can find some really good deals, too. So they have everything that women love. So check it out. And then we have Fulton Valley Farms Spring Fling Tea Party. Gotta love this. This is happening tomorrow, Saturday, at 11 and 2. And this is kind of neat. It's a charming tea party in the country at Fulton Valley Farms. And it is, you savor delicious food and tea. And you get to go out and stroll through the property, see their reindeer. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's a class on tea, so you can learn all about the tea. And they say, you know what, this might be an early Mother's Day celebration that would be beautiful. Or just go out there for a nice time outdoors. And you can go outdoors and then indoors, and they'll have a lot of it in the barn. So weather, you know, it doesn't really matter how it's going to be. If it's going to be windy or a little chilly or warm or whatever, you know how Kansas weather can be, it'll be nice. So this is the Fulton Valley Farms Spring Fling Tea. I don't know why I have to say it that way. I just feel fancy when I say Spring Fling Tea. But anyway, you guys have an amazing day. You guys have such a great show, and I love joining you. So go kill it out there today. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jamel, and visit Wichita.com. 819 Stephen Ted getting word right now that Derek Schmidt will run for Congress in the 2nd District. LaTurner said he's not going to run again. That's over in the eastern part of the state. And, of course, Derek Schmidt served as our Kansas Attorney General for 12 years. Now he's going to try to get back into that federal paycheck there, the big money.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.